Good morning, everyone. Certainly, BP is driving the agenda for the White House this week. We're going to talk about that in a little while. But there are some opportunists on Capitol Hill, or are they activists who are seeking redress from the situation in the Gulf, the persistent oil leak down there, and the inability of BP to really control things? Congressman Ed Markey, chairman of the House Energy Committee, had very strong words for the company on CBS's Face the Nation over the weekend.
I think that without question, if the word criminal should be used in terms of an environmental crime against our country, that what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico is going to qualify.
Our Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick is out this week, but Julie Mason is filling in. She's a White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Good morning and happy Memorial Day, Julie.
Thank you, John. Great to be back with you.
It's great to talk to you again. You know, is Markey an opportunist here, and how does Congress maybe stepping forward to really, I don't want to say take advantage, but to investigate and hold hearings on this situation, help us to understand what's going on or get in the way?
Well, John, you're very cynical this morning. Opportunism
this morning?
In Congress? Come on.
Yeah, really.
There certainly is a strain of that because these oil men have become the new bankers on Capitol Hill. They're a very easy target, very easy to score political points on. But there is a lot of genuine outrage, and we certainly heard that from Markey yesterday. He also highlighted a New York Times story over the weekend that showed BP knew there were problems with Deepwater Horizon well before this explosion.
And there's also a call. A judge has restrained the company from destroying or modifying what might be considered evidence in a criminal investigation. Who would lead a criminal investigation? That would be Department of Justice, and that would be a White House initiative, right?
Right. It absolutely would, and I could really see the White House taking that step. There's been a lot of criticism of the president emerging, especially from the left, people who feel he hasn't been enough engaged in this. He hasn't shown enough passion that his sort of cool detachment that people like in some cases, in this instance, is not serving him well.
And, you know, let's hear one more time from Congressman Ed Markey of Massachusetts. I mean, it's not simply a battle over one company. It is, as you say, the same sort of cast of oil companies as the bankers were being cast as in the financial meltdown. Here's Ed Markey one more time.
I do not believe that large energy companies should be able to escape having unlimited liability for the catastrophes which they create. That's something we're going to have to pass in Congress.
Yet there's a regional dimension to this, Julie Mason. I mean, a lot of the people down in Plaquemines Parish, as outraged as they are by what's going on, they rely on these companies for jobs.
That's really true, and there's a lot of fear down there that if Congress hits too hard on this liability issue, that it might just shut these companies down or really restrict how much business they do. But that's something that the president has talked about. He wants people hurt by this disaster to get paid for the money they lost in their business or their home or their property.
And I guess the question here really is, this is not going away anytime soon. BP's engineering problems mean that this stays in the focus on Capitol Hill. Does it affect the climate change bill in any realistic way?
It really does. I mean, it really just was the final nail in the coffin for climate change. I don't know how they do it now. We're going to be dealing with this all summer. BP is saying this leak is going to go on until August. So this is something we're going to be talking about a lot.
And the consequences, of course, will be going on for years and years. Julie Mason, happy Memorial Day. White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner, in for Todd Zwillick. Thanks.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.